As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli, this is our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. And just a reminder, we're going to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey on June 20th, so I want to see you there. By the way, hat tip to Ted Cruz. You probably remember this moment when New Jersey's Senator Count Grantstangelis, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage band.
Your silence and your amnesia is complicity.
And yeah.
I hurt.
Yes.
When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about this experience in that meeting. And for you not to feel that hurt and that pain and to dismiss some of the questions of my colleagues, that's unacceptable to me.
And then, of course, there was this.
About the closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I am Spartacus moment.
Well, today, Senator Ted Cruz, refer to him by his favorite moniker. Take a listen.
And I will give my colleague from New Jersey a chance to just answer a simple yes-no question. Should the Biden Justice Department have enforced the criminal law against protesting at a justice's home? Yes or no?
So the rank hypocrisy of Chuck Schumer apologizing the next day and you holding that standard for him and not for your president, who you actually rightfully described when you were running against him in a primary. I would love to run those tapes of how you perfectly talked about the danger of our president and his rhetoric. But now you are failing, in fact, blind to the very things you're accusing Chuck Schumer of. I don't think Donald Trump would know an apology if it hit him in the head. Never said apologizing. So, again, you are very, very, sir, very, very deep into the waters of hypocrisy in your criticisms of Chuck Schumer.
So let the record reflect that Spartacus did not answer the question and did not tell us whether the criminal law should be enforced, because he knows the answer is yes. And he knows that the Biden Department of Justice was being wildly political and partisan in refusing to enforce the law because they disagreed with the Supreme Court justices' rulings.
You know, there's been a lot from the left with their, well, with their fear-mongering over ICE agents wearing masks. And they've been going on and on about this whole thing about them running around with masks on. And, you know, so acting ICE director Todd Lyons got upset yesterday, visibly upset, and went back to the podium to talk about why you're seeing ICE agents in this country feel the need to put on masks. Reminds me very much of the Mexican police and the military who have to go after the cartels in Mexico. Kind of the same thing, only, well, the cartels will kill them. But in this case now, what we're doing in this country is we're doxing ICE agents. He was very fired up over this, and this is what he said, cut number 12.
Why do they wear masks?
I'm going to answer the mask question. So,
No, not the mask, the mask. So a lot of agencies were invited to come out 2 weeks ago in Los Angeles where we ran an operation where ICE officers were doxxed. So let's just say that again. People are out there taking photos of the names, their faces, and posting them online with death threats to their family and themselves. So I'm sorry if people are offended by them wearing masks, but I'm not going to let my officers and agents go out there and put their lives on the line and their family on the line because people don't like what immigration enforcement is. They are wearing those masks because we ran an operation with the Secret Service. We arrested someone that was going online, taking their photos, posting their families, their kids' Instagram, their kids' Facebooks, and targeting them. So let me ask, is that the issue here, that we're just upset about the masks? Or is anyone upset with the fact that ICE officers' families were labeled terrorists?
Yeah. And Dan Goldman, who's a Democrat congressman and a total jerk, by the way, he's very happy to have accosted ICE agents for wearing masks and cut 13.
And I asked them, I said to them, what is the point here? Are you just trying to tally more arrests? I didn't get any real response. And then I said to them, why are you wearing masks? I was a federal prosecutor for 10 years. I worked with ICE agents. I worked with law enforcement agents. I never saw any of them wear masks. This is brand new. And the question is, if everything is legitimate and proper, why are you wearing masks to hide your face?
Well, now you know the answer. That's why they're wearing masks, to hide their faces. And many of them are dealing with cartels and gang members who are affiliated with cartels. And so when you dox these people, you don't know what these people are going to do. You don't know what the affiliated gang members are going to do to the ICE agents. It's horrible that these people have to be put into that position, but it doesn't change anything. I mean, it doesn't change anything whether or not their faces are visible or not, in terms of whatever due process that individual is either entitled to or not entitled to under the law. It changes not. I mean, you realize that it changes nothing. But they want to act like it looks so dystopian. Tom Homan, the border czar, the wolf, the man himself, talking about the known gotaways that are out there. And you know, to Fela's point earlier, what he said, if you would have went back in 2001 and said, we're going to have a president who's going to let in 20 million people, you know, and God knows how many of them on the terror watch list, the people would have lost their minds. And yeah, it's a great point. We don't know where all these people are, and we don't know who they are. Cut number 7.
And my sympathies go out to the victims here, but do you not agree that if we don't find these people soon, that we are at risk of a 9/11 or worse?
It's coming. I mean, why did 2 million illegal aliens paid more to get away? They could have paid half of what they paid, cross the border, turn yourselves into a border agent, get released that same day, get a free airline ticket to the city of their choice, get a free hotel room, get 3 meals a day, plus free medical care and work authorization. 2 million people paid more to get away. They didn't want to be vetted. They didn't want to be fingerprinted. Why? This scares the hell out of me. I've been doing this for 40 years. It should have scared the hell out of every American what the Biden administration did. This 2 million known gotaways scares the hell out of me. So I'm convinced something's coming unless we can find them.
Now, in New York City, they have a mayoral primary. So we have a primary for governor of New Jersey. That race is a week from today. The early voting has begun today. In New York, Andrew Cuomo is most likely going to win the primary and become the Democrat nominee for mayor, and then thus become the mayor of New York City. Now, you may say to yourself, why the love gov would want to go and become the mayor after he was governor?
Vax and scratch.
It's a great question, but that's because this is his political redemption. I brought up the movie City Hall before because it's a great movie with Al Pacino, and this is a very ambitious mayor he plays who... In his mind, he was going to wind up in the White House by going from New York City, Gracie Mansion, to Albany to be governor and then run for president. Well, Cuomo's just doing it the opposite. He's governor and then remakes himself as mayor of New York City. And there's an article in Politico today how Cuomo is reportedly under probe by Trump's Department of Justice, who is, I mean, we know that they're looking into him for the nursing home deaths because he's the nursing home killer. He also wants to organize Democrats nationally. That's right. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see Dr. Mike for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. It's about care. It's about compassion. Dr. Mike is the man, Venaria Dental. So he wants to organize Democrats nationally. What he's doing in a wide-ranging interview at Politico, what he's doing here is he's now looking to win as mayor of New York City. And then he said, quote, I would spend 8 years in Washington. I would go to the U.S. Conference of Mayors, go to the National Governors Association. He's cutting Medicaid. And he's accusing Trump of doing this, by the way. You're going to have to be a spokesperson, an advocate, an organizer. This is what Medicaid means in Mississippi. This is what Medicaid means in Texas. And you organize that. They don't have a lot of congressional seats left to lose. He's already making his plan of how he's going to position himself to be the Democrat nominee in 2028. I'm not kidding here. This is exactly what the Love Gov is looking to do. And the Trump administration is smart to go after him over the nursing home deaths during COVID. He was the OG nursing home killer. Cuomo's order to require nursing homes to admit COVID positive patients continues to be a source of controversy. He says he was following federal guidelines. Critics say he endangered thousands of New Yorkers and subsequently undercounted their deaths. Cuomo said he did not recall reviewing or revising his administration's report. He said, and this is a quote, my thing is, I don't recall. There's no incorrect statement and I don't recall. It's pure political nonsense. So the Love Gov is already putting his sights on the White House. Now, I know that you may think that that's insane to think that this guy could, after having resigned from being a pervert, to go all the way to Washington. But the Democrat Party is so incredibly insane right now that this guy comes across as some sort of a I'm not going to use the word moderate, but he comes across as reasonable. That's his whole thing. It's always been his whole thing. Is to come across as the reasonable guy. Now, he's not, and I don't want you to interpret that as that I think he is, because I don't. I think he's a good actor. I mean, the Love Gov is a great actor. That's why he would go on his lesser brother's dumb show all the time, and he would sit there with him, and the two of them would go, you know, back and forth. But Chris Cuomo has reinvented himself. You know, he was pushed out at CNN. Now he's on News Nation, and he's got Bill O'Reilly on with him now. And I mean, he's completely reinvented himself, where every now and then somebody will send me a viral clip of Cuomo. And I don't want to even listen to it or hear it. I don't believe it. I think it's an act. This is not going to get me booked on News Nation anytime soon, but I don't really care. I'm just telling you the truth. The truth is, I think the Cuomos learned from the best. Mario Cuomo was by far one of the most gifted politicians of all time. No doubt about it. And some of the best radio in the history of radio is when the late legendary Bob Grant used to go after Cuomo back in the day. Now, his son, Andrew, literally renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge to the Governor Mario M. Cuomo Bridge. And if you remember at the time, Nora O'Donnell from CBS did an absolute fawning interview with the Love Gov about how incredible it was that they got that bridge built in no time at all. But the kind of hubris of a guy to name a bridge after his old man so that everybody would see the name Cuomo, you know, the tens of thousands of people that cross that bridge every day would see that. And yeah, they would. They would see that and they would see the name Cuomo, and that's what would happen. But remember something. They're not dumb people. So he looks at the future and he thinks to himself and he goes, all right, well, you know what? In a crazy lane of crazy Democrats, I can maybe somehow come out and I can act like I'm the reasonable one and I can be the guy who's going to go after Trump and I can be the one who does these things. That's what his plan is. I'm telling you right now, that's his plan. You'll see what I mean. And it may work for him. I mean, the crazy thing is it may work for him. People have short memories. They really do. They have short memories.
It was never that great.
What's that now?
It was never that great.
Oh, America was never that great. That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Governor. Or former governor. I don't want to, you know. People have short memories. And if he beats the rap on this nursing home thing, which he's confident he's going to do, and if he becomes mayor of New York, and if he cleans up New York City crime-wise, because, see, that's the thing. If he does that, if he actually becomes a tough-on-crime Democrat, he will then position himself in a very different lane that really no other Democrat can claim. Newsom can't claim it, because under Gavin Newsom, California was turned into, I mean, even when he was mayor of San Francisco, a giant open tent encampment where homeless people went poop on the streets. Who else can claim that? I mean, if he's able to pull that off, if New York City is able to become a tough on crime city and he's able to turn it around from where it is now, that will give him his lane to run in 2028. And then people will forget about the nursing home deaths. And I mean, we'll do our best to remind them. But think about what he's up against. I mean, he's, in terms of Democrats and where they are right now, this is the mayor of Wilkinsburg, Pennsylvania, Dante Comins, who sent out an urgent alert to help illegal aliens avoid ICE. The question is, if Cuomo becomes mayor, when he becomes mayor, he's going to win. So when he becomes mayor, is he going to cooperate with ICE? Is he going to go after criminals, or is he going to be the guy who tries to shield them? That'll be an interesting question for him, because you're dealing with Democrats now who are openly saying they are going to defy the Trump administration on this issue. Cut 14.
Wilkinsburg Mayor Dante Comins posted about it on his Facebook page.
Everyone here is, you know, we're family, we're Wilkinsburg, and we just want to protect each other. We have ordinances that protect everyone, no matter what part of life you're from.
What do you say to people who say you shouldn't be here illegally?
I mean, that's how this country started. You know, you got to start, you know, it's all about getting that path to being a resident. And I felt like we need to help them.
The country didn't start with illegal immigration, by the way. We had very, very stringent immigration policies at the founding of the Republic, and none of the people who were the colonialists at the time, none of them were here illegally either, by the way. So the country did not start with illegal immigration. Nobody's doubting that we need immigration. It's a question of legal immigration or not. That's the only question. But that's what Cuomo's up against. I mean, so that becomes a question for him. And then the other thing is, you've got crazy Democrats out there. Like, for example, these pro-Palestinian protesters crashing Chuck Schumer's book signing event in Manhattan, cut number 9.
You know, on the left today, we see real anti-Semitism. Real anti-Semitism. The Jewish deli has a rock thrown through it because it's...
Chuck Schumer! You care more about fake anti-Semitism crisis than a real Holocaust to the Palestinian people!
Come on.
There's a real Holocaust happening.
That's
in
the
Gaza.
Left. There you go. That's the modern day left. They're freaking nuts. Hey, listen, Grand Hotel at Cape May. We're going to be there June 20th for our next live show, and I want you to join us for that. I also want you now to make your reservation, because you will get resort credits, and the longer you stay, the more you will save with the Grand Hotel of CapeMay.com. And they're almost sold out for July 4th, so make your reservation today. Beautiful outdoor heated pool. Beautiful indoor heated saltwater pool. Oh, it's the best. And you stay a whole week, you're going to get $80 a night in resort credits for your June midweek stay. You could join us on June 20th for our show. You could go July 4th weekend. Book a week for your family this summer. Because unlike a shore house, you don't have to worry about doing the towels and the sheets. And you also have a restaurant on site and a heated indoor pool if it rains, arcade room for the kids, restaurant right on site, Hemingway's restaurant. So book your reservation today at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
On X at Rich Cioli. Great to be with you on this Tuesday. No, really, that's true. That's the thing. I read this whole piece by the statistician Nate Silver. So he wrote a book, and his book was all about his experience as a poker player. He plays poker. And he's got this whole thing about people that take risks in life and people who are risk averse in life. And what he's found in his research is that young men in particular are go-getters. They want to go succeed and they want to go get things and they want to become rich and they want to become powerful and they want to become they want the boat. They want the beautiful woman. They want it all. They want the life. And that's a good thing. It's something we should encourage in America. It's called success. However, Democrats for a long time have mocked that and belittled that. And they've said that people who want those things are toxic and they're mean and they're taking things from other people. It's like if you succeed, therefore somebody else hasn't. And so you're greedy and people should take stuff from you to level the playing field, what we call socialism. And so the reason why the Democrats have such a problem right now with men of all age groups, really, but Trump won young men in particular, is because for years, young people have viewed that men in particular have viewed the Democrat Party as being paternalistic and feminist and lecturing and pedantic and basically like a gigantic nanny and neurotic as hell. I mean, think about it. You can't succeed unless we're there for you, but you're also the problem. So we have to take things from you, but you need us to succeed. But then if you succeed, we have to take more of your stuff because you shouldn't be able to succeed and you have too much stuff. That's basically what's going on. So then they look at the data of the health crisis in this country. And you find that for conservatives, they're doing great. They're happy. They're happy people. We're happy. I'm happy. You're happy. We love life. We have our ups and downs. Nothing's perfect, but we're not walking around miserable all the time. And that's the difference. Whereas the people in the Democrat side, they're freaking miserable constantly. They're just looking at the world always in this negative view of things. And so that's the victim mindset, the victim mentality, which says hey, everything's bad out there and somebody else is to blame for that. Not me. Not me, because it's not because I didn't work hard enough, or it's not because I didn't take risks enough. And this is the other thing that Nate Silver found. So the Democrats and Democrat voters are much more risk averse. Men, young men who voted for Trump, they're risk takers. And the Democrats have been risk averse. So you look at it this way. You go out there in your life every day and you try and succeed and you work really, really hard. Maybe you started a business. Maybe you're working at your business. Maybe you're out there and you're busting your hump all day long. You're putting in the blood, the sweat, the tears, whatever it takes. And then you find out that you're the problem. You're the bad guy and you're the issue. And you turn around and you go, I don't understand. Well, what? I've been working. I've been doing everything I'm supposed to do. Raising my family, trying to make a family, buying a house, trying to buy a house, whatever it is. I don't understand. And that's because they want this mindset out there, the left does, that you can't make it without them, without government. And somebody's always taking something from you, so they have to step in and they have to be like a giant referee. But as Nate Silver looks around the poker table and he sees all these people that are big risk takers, I mean, literally rolling the dice of life, and people that are entrepreneurs and people who start businesses and people that go out on their own, take a risk, start something. They don't like that message of this idea that they need to be coddled and taken care of and that they're also the problem at the very same time and they can't make it without them. They get turned off by it. So they vote for a guy who comes out. He's the ultimate alpha male. He's a billionaire. He's a playboy. He doesn't give a blank what people think of him. I'm talking about Donald Trump. And people get excited about him. They get excited and they go, wow, this guy is fun. This guy is telling me that I can make it too. I can have the American dream. Now, there's barriers, but he's going to knock those barriers down. I'm not the barrier, though. See, the Democrats believe you're the barrier. Right? If you have too much money, you're the barrier because other people can't have money because you have money, which makes no sense. It's called the zero-sum game. And then they say, well, you're the barrier if you're a man because you're basically now you're oppressing people. You're a barrier if you're a white person because you've been oppressing other people and on it goes. Whereas the message of conservatism and Trump's message has been, no, the barriers are put in place by the government, by people on the left, and we're here to knock them down for you. That's how we level the playing field. You go out there and you try your hardest. Maybe you'll succeed. Maybe you don't. If you don't succeed, you'll try again. You'll roll the dice again and you'll try again because you don't walk around negative and doom and gloom and thinking the worst case scenario all the time. You're not risk averse. Now, this does not apply to conservative women, but for women who are liberal, they are. And this is something that James Carville said about them a long time ago. He said that they're always the ones who are out there lecturing people about you got to eat your peas, put down the cheeseburger. It is a nagging, annoying feminization of society that has been going on for a long time. And if you wake up every day and you believe the odds are stacked against you, well, then what happens? That's a terrible way to start your day. I mean, look, getting up and starting the day is hard enough. You got a lot going on. And I don't know about you, but obviously I'm not a morning person. So, you know, mornings it takes me, like even this morning, I mean, I was at Fox News. I'm going to mention that only like 10 times during the show today, but I did an early hit. It was an early hit, 9:40 a.m. which meant the car comes at 6 to pick you up. You do the hair and the makeup. Get that. And I saw Dana Perino in the makeup room at like 8:30. And I said, you know, Dana, I'm not a morning person. I need an Americano. Now, don't laugh. They have a really good coffee machine there. They grind the beans fresh. I like the Americano because it's basically espresso with water. No sugar, no milk, none of that stuff. You chug one of those babies, you get on set, you're on fire. You're going. It's great. What I'm saying, though, I mean, it's not easy in the morning. You get up, you got the kids, you're dealing with all that, whatever pressures you have at work, the job. Then you have all these politicians who go out there and go, you know what the real problem is? You can't succeed because you have the patriarchy against you and you have white privilege against you and you have you've got the oligarchy against you and on it goes. And you listen to that message and you go, why do I bother? And that's the thing. Many people don't. They give up. So they join protest groups or they keep getting degrees upon degrees upon degrees. So they never have to leave the safety of academia. They are risk averse. And with that comes neuroticism. And neuroticism is not healthy. It is not healthy to be neurotic. You could be neurotic every now and then. And you could be Yeah, like nervous about certain things, you know, like with your kids and things like that. But again, if you raise your kids as a neurotic parent, you will have neurotic children, which is why I'm a big believer in the free range parent movement. And speaking of which, we'll have a guest on a little bit later in the show to talk about that. But if you're a neurotic person, that means that you're always anxious. And when you're anxious, you're not happy. You can't be. You walk around all day and you're anxious about life and you're anxious because you think, and then what happens? You get angry. You get bitter. That's also not healthy. That's not good for your mental health. It's not good to be an angry person. You can be angry at times in life, and who isn't? There are times when we are angry. That's healthy. That's called normal human emotion. But if you're angry every day, then you need an outlet for that anger. Where do you look? You look to blame. And the Democrat Party does that all the time. They go, hey, blame this group, that group, and blame the guy in the mirror. Because you're part of the problem, too. So then you get angrier and angrier, and then this goes on and on until one day you realize you are a miserable, unhappy person. And that's why you spend your time on social media going after all these other people and just saying terrible things about them and mean, because it's an easy outlet for your aggression. But you don't take that aggression into the real world in the form of putting that towards something in the fight. I don't mean fight physically. I mean, if you got the fight or flight reflex, you go out there and you fight. You try harder. You try to succeed. You work harder on your business. You work harder on your radio show, your podcast, your TV show, your construction company, whatever it is. You work harder. You put it towards that. Versus you flight, you run away from it. You run, you stop trying. You give up because you're neurotic about the world and you're angry. And so somebody has to be at fault. And then you start blaming all these different groups of people. And what Nate Silver finds in his research is that for young men in particular, the Democrat Party offers no hope for them. The Democrat Party offers no future. It offers no promise of a better tomorrow. All it does is complain and talk about how things stink in America. There's always a victim group, and there's always a reason why there's a victim group. Even, you know, hundreds of years after slavery, it's still slavery's fault. Even hundreds of years after the way immigrants were treated in various groups, whether they were Italians or Irish or something. Well, it's still the system. It's still the fact that they weren't on the Mayflower. Like, what? Yeah, they go, oh, and if you can't succeed in this country, it's probably because of the fact that somebody else is succeeding, which means you can't. You go, I don't understand. Why not? If I have a business and people are succeeding, then maybe they'll spend their money at my business. Isn't that a good thing? Yes, it absolutely is. And it's something you should want. You should encourage. But if you're a neurotic, risk averse person, then you don't want those things. So you stay in the safety of your campus office and you write papers and you do talks and you talk about how terrible MAGA is and this movement. Or like Tim Walz, you come out and you talk to your son, the high school kid. You find out what he's thinking. And he says, you know, Dad, what I found is that, well, people want to belong to something. And then Tim Walz goes on to say, you know, MAGA is like a sports team. Everybody's got their uniform, their red hats, and they go to the rallies and they feel good. And Donald Trump makes them feel good. Yeah, bonehead, he does. You know why? Because he tells people, hey, I succeeded in America and you can succeed too. And what does the left do immediately? They go, well, you had daddy's money. You had daddy's money and we don't. Therefore, we can't succeed. What is that? That's a roadblock. It's negative thinking. You begin every day like that. That's why I never accept the idea that it can't be done. No, really, I don't. I don't accept that idea. I do not accept that. My grandfather, God rest his soul, who came here from Italy when he was a little boy, from Caivano, Italy. I remember my sixth grade graduation. I had a little book, like an autograph book, you know, people would sign things. And he wrote, he said to me, Rich, don't wait for your ship to come in. Row out and meet it. And many, many years later, like decades later, my wife and I were at a store and I saw that sign and I bought it and I put it up in my home studio. And I look at it all the time. I have a couple signs in there. And one of them is that don't wait for your ship to come in, row out and meet it. And it's like when I was getting into talk radio and people said, you can't, you know, you're not going to succeed, right? Or they'd say radio's dying, or they'd say, well, you know, there's too many other people. The field's too crowded. You can't do it. So I had a conversation with somebody today. I said, you know, if this radio thing doesn't work out, if I get fired, I'll just start a podcast tomorrow. And then what do they say? They go, well, it's a crowded field. There's a lot of people doing that. You'll never make it. Yeah, I heard that before. See, I'm not a risk-averse person. I'm a positive person. That doesn't mean you don't have setbacks. It doesn't mean you don't have challenges. It doesn't mean you don't have days where you worry. It means that you charge ahead with a positive, optimistic attitude that tomorrow will be better and you can succeed. That is America. That's America, baby. This entire country was founded by a bunch of guys who said, hey, we don't have to live under a king. Screw them. Screw that guy. I mean, he's taxing our breakfast drink. This is ridiculous. And he's going through our papers and he comes into our houses whenever he wants. And he takes away our guns. Like, no, we're gonna start a revolution. The odds were completely stacked against them. I remember one time I was in grade school. I think it was middle school. And we had to do this whole thing on the American Revolution and how the odds were clearly stacked in the favor of the British. I mean, they really should have won that war. They had more equipment. They had better equipment. I mean, we had guys fighting the American Revolution on our side, the American side, the side that won. We didn't even have shoes. There were multiple times during winters when Washington didn't have boots for his soldiers, didn't have boots for his men. We were an ill-equipped army, and yet we won. Because we had determination. We had grit. We had luck. We also had divine providence. I don't discount that at all. But I also believe that luck favors the bold. Fortune favors the bold. So if you're not bold and you don't take a risk, well, then you're not going to succeed. And if you don't succeed in life, you're not happy. If you don't succeed because you've tried and you didn't make it, you can still be a happy person because you gave it your best. It's like Frank Sinatra, you know, no regrets. I don't want to look back on life someday and think about the stuff, the things I didn't try. I don't want to look back one day on my life and think about the regrets of the shots I didn't take. That's a sports metaphor right there. So you keep trying it. Even if you don't succeed, you're still happy because you're going out there and you're trying. And that feels good. Feels good to try. But if you're risk averse and you're neurotic and then you get angry and then that anger festers and then you just become a miserable person. In other words, you become part of the modern day left. And so then you want to start having a very controlling system because you believe it's the only way to level the playing field. So you start signing up for things like socialism. You sound like that sounds like a great idea. Well, why should those people who succeeded and took risks and made money and took all these chances and succeeded, why should they get all the nice stuff? That's not fair. Should be redistributed to everybody. So everybody gets the same. That's a notion called equity. It's a miserable idea. Oh, it's a miserable idea. Everybody gets the same thing no matter what. It's the same thing. Yeah, everybody gets the same no matter what. No, that's not America, though. America is about equality of opportunity, not equity of outcome.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
But you walk around, you get upset, you turn around, you get miserable, you blame somebody, you point fingers, and then you look at the research, and then these young people who grow up and they believe, yeah, you know what? I could be a guy now. I could be a man. I can go out there and I can get the girl. I can get the car. I can get the job. I can go pursue those things. And you might say to yourself, well, some of those things are materialistic. Well, that's okay. So what? That's America. You're allowed to buy things. But what does the left want you to do? Not buy things. In the name of what? Climate change or something else? They've told you no. They've wanted you, and they've told young people this for a long time. You have to make sacrifices for the greater good. You've got to give up certain things for the greater good. You've got to give up your gas grill. You've got to give up your gas car. You've got to give up maybe a certain amount of your money, maybe a lot more of your money. You got to give up these. You got to give up your place in line for college, even though you're more qualified. You got to give up a job for somebody else. You got to give up. You got to sacrifice for somebody else because they can't make it. So you got to give something up for them or for the greater good or whatever it is, the planet, the climate, whatever. And that's not America. And that's not how we think. And that's why we're happy. That's why our side is happy, because we believe that if you work hard, you try, you fail, but you get back up, you stumble a few more times, you get back up, you keep going, you keep working. The possibility of success is very real. The left does not believe that. The left believes that the only people who actually succeed got there because they stole something from somebody else. No, really, they did. They stole the land. They stole the labor. They stole the privilege, or the privilege was handed to them. Or that's the other thing. Maybe they stole it, or it was given to them. It was a handout by some system that's there to oppress them. Imagine getting up every day and thinking like that, feeling that way in life. But they do. And so you look at the numbers and you go, why do we have this crisis among young people in this country? The answer is we don't. We have people on our side who are actually very, very happy people. We have people on their side who are miserable SOBs. And then you're a young person, you're in your mid-20s. Do you want to be part of that group, or do you want to be part of the group that's having fun and thinks the American dream is possible? Wakes up every day and goes, maybe, my God, like, maybe I can succeed. I can become a millionaire. I can become a billionaire. I could be a corporate titan, or I could be an entrepreneur. I could just maybe have just a wonderful family life and be home every day in time for dinner to see the kids. That's okay too. I could be a mom and just be home with the kids and just do that. But what does the left do? The left screams and doesn't want you to do that and says that's not okay. No. If you're a woman, you got to get to the workplace. You can't be a mom. That's not okay. They set the rules, and then people that go out of those rules, they wind up screaming at them and yelling at them. So it's not very hard to look at. You look at this, you turn around, you go, why would anybody want to be part of such a sad, depressing group of people? And the answer is they don't. Nate Silver is out with this analysis, young male voters, mental health, and their conservative lean. And when you look at this and you break it down and you try to say, can Democrats win back young men? The answer to that is no, not anytime soon. Because as you look at this data, you find out, man, risk tolerance versus risk averse. Democrats struggle with young men because Democrats turn around and they say, young men, you're the problem with your toxic masculinity. So as you break this down and you find out, wow, this is really depressing to be on their side. He calls them nits. Nits, neurotic, risk-averse, sticklers for the rules, always up in everyone's business. Now, that's a term that comes from, believe it or not, the poker table. Yeah. But tell me that doesn't sound like what we call the Karen in our lives. I don't mean you, Karen. I mean the Karen. That person, right, who's always telling us how to live. Neurotic, risk-averse, sticklers for the rules, always up in everyone's business. In fact, in his book, On the Edge, Nate Silver found a very interesting thing. Risk tolerance is something of an understated personality trait. But the two truisms that men generally have a higher risk tolerance than women, and younger people are more risk tolerant than older ones. So then if you start to break down then the idea of the economy, for example, and Democrats don't get the fact that young people, young men in particular, they're not risk averse in the economy. They believe that America is the land of opportunity. They believe they can make it. They believe they can succeed. Now, what's the Democrat message? You can't. Can't do it. I'll talk more about this as the show goes on, but I think it really gets to the heart of the difference between happy people and they're people that love their family and they love, in many cases, God, their church, their community, they're involved in things, versus the people that are sitting on the sidelines and complaining all the time and telling you, you can't have it. You can't be done. And then getting angry at those who succeed and taking out their anger at them in various different ways. Like calling them names, insulting them, mocking them. I mean, you say, well, you're not a very fun group to be with. I don't want to hang out with you people. Why would you? Who would? Who in their right mind would? That's the big story of the hour brought to you by a guy who makes me smile. That's Dr. Mike Veneria. And you should smile because it's good for you. It makes you very, very happy. And he's the guy you want to go see for the great care and expertise. That's Dr. Mike Veneria. Just go to VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. He's got two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, Dr. Mike Veneria. We've got a big show for you today, lots of great guests ahead, and the question on everybody's mind is, what did the White House say today when asked about evidence that there was a different signature on one of the pardons issued by President Joe Biden? Where does this go from here? Wait till you hear what Caroline Levitt had to say about that. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime, Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.